Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article that answers a question a lot of people in property have never really thought about. What does a stock and station agent actually do?
And it's a fair question. Most people in real estate picture open homes, suburb streets, keys at settlement. This is a completely different world.
It really is. The article opens with that contrast straight away. Ask most people what an agent does, and they picture house keys and open homes. A stock and station agent works in a different world. The product is land, livestock, and agribusiness, and the market is the country.
So let's break that down. What does the day-to-day actually look like?
The core of the work is rural and farm sales. Farms, grazing country, cropping land, and the homes and infrastructure on those properties. That's the backbone of the role.
And that's not just knowing the acreage, right? It's more than square meters and a listing size figure on a listing.
Much more. To do this well, you need to understand what makes a rural property valuable. The soil, the water, the carrying capacity, the access, and how a buyer is actually going to use the land. The buyers are often farmers, investors, or agribusinesses, and the conversations are about productivity and potential as much as price.
So you have to understand agriculture, not just property.
The article puts it well. The agent who understands the agriculture, not just the acreage, is the one who earns trust. That's the real difference between doing the job and doing it well.
Now, the name, stock and station. That second part matters too, doesn't it?
It does. The other half is stock. Stock and station agents are involved in the sale of livestock and rural goods. That is something you simply do not find in residential agency. Depending on the agent and the market, it can be a regular part of the work or a genuine specialism. You're dealing in animals and agricultural assets, not only in real property.
That's a significant difference. And there's a third layer too, isn't there? Bigger agribusiness deals?
Yes. Larger agricultural enterprises change hands. Parcels of land are bought and sold. Rural businesses expand or restructure. A stock and station agent can be right in the middle of those transactions. And the article makes an interesting point about the pace. These deals move at the pace of the season and the relationship, not the auction clock.
Which is a very different rhythm to a city campaign with a 4-week auction date.
Very different. Patience and credibility matter more here than a fast sell. And that connects to the other thread running through the whole article, which is relationships.
Rural communities are tight.
Exactly. Business is done with people you know and trust. A stock and station agent is often a fixture in the district, known by the families, the farmers, the local businesses. That standing is built over years. The article is honest about it. The qualification gives you the framework, but your local knowledge and your reputation are what make it work.
So someone already living and working in a regional area, they've got a real head start.
A genuine one. The article does note that if you're coming from a city or suburban background, there's a separate guide on moving from residential to rural real estate. But for someone already in that world, this is a career that puts your existing knowledge to use in a formal, qualified way.
Okay, so how do you actually get qualified? What does the training involve?
In New South Wales, you complete the stock and station qualification. It's a 5-unit specialist course recognized by NSW Fair Trading. With Archer Institute, all 5 units are online and self-paced.
Which really matters if you're out in a regional area, potentially hours from a training center, or working around the seasons.
That's exactly the point the article makes. It matters when you live a long way from a training center or work around the seasons. The training is designed to fit regional life, not the other way around.
And on earnings, does the article give a realistic picture there?
It keeps it honest. Earnings in rural agency depend on the market and the value of what you handle, much like the rest of the industry. The one constant the article points to is that specialist knowledge is genuinely valued in communities where farming runs the economy.
No big promises, just a straight read on it.
Which is the right call. So if land, livestock, and the country are your world, the next step is to read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It links through to the NSW Stock and Station Agents course page so you can see exactly what the 5 units cover. And if you want to talk it through with someone, Archer Institute's team is Australian-based. You can call them on 1-800-069-273. Nationally recognized training, online and self-paced, with real support behind it.
Thanks for listening to the Archer Institute blog and audio.